as I pretend not to remember. Truth is, I remember everything. Of course I do. I wouldn't be so fucked up if I didn't remember the boat full of drunk college kids heading straight for us. I wouldn't have PTSD if I didn't remember their blasting music as the driver passed out, probably from drinking his way through every liquor store in North Carolina. I would do anything not to remember. But my brain is a backstabbing asshole who knows every fucking detail from the weather to the last thing I said to you. I can still see it so clearly. It was particularly hot that day. Xavier and I were on the deck, talking shit like 8-year-olds do. I was so happy. I'd finally convinced you to get on Dad's yacht after a year of nagging. And it was my birthday. Best day ever, right? You'd just taken a seat on one of the benches behind us, trying to keep your seasickness under control while Dad and Brody bickered in the cockpit. I had my eyes fixated on the college kids the whole time. I witnessed the boat pick up speed, the party people aboard painfully clueless as to their unconscious driver. I kept waiting for him to wake up and steer the boat to the side. He never did. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't say anything. I just stood there, frozen, watching the boat charge toward us like a brainless idiot. Would it have made a difference if I'd told you earlier? It seemed like forever to me, but it couldn't have been more than 5 seconds in real time. For all we know, those 5 seconds would have saved you. But I still said nothing. I said nothing. You saw them shortly after I did, but by then, it was too late. The collision was imminent, and Xavier and I were going to suffer a direct hit. I remember the girls on the boat screaming when they realized they were going to crash into us. That's when I heard you yell my name. Next thing I know, I was submerged in water. You pushed me out of the way with strength I didn't even know you had. It stole my breath, compressed my lungs so hard I thought I was going to suffocate. Just a few hours prior, we'd gotten into an argument when you insisted that Xavier and I wore life jackets on the deck, even though we weren't going in the water. I called you annoying. That's the last thing I said to you. I thought you were overprotective. Until the life jacket you forced me to wear saved my life. Then it all made sense. At first, I couldn't hear a thing except for the water gurgling in my ears. A few frat guys had been smart enough to jump out of the party boat before impact, but the others were drowning. There was red in the water, people calling for help as they struggled to swim with injuries. But it didn't feel real until I saw Xavier. He was unconscious, floating a few feet away from me. And the worst part? There was red around him, too. Brody's voice pulled my attention away from Xavier, and I turned to see him in the yacht's lifeboat, shouting at the top of his lungs to get my attention. The look on his face felt foreign. My older brother, the fearless guy whose courage I once aspired to match, was just as terrified and helpless as I was. He started rowing with his hands toward me and Xavier. I almost fainted when he helped us onto the lifeboat, and I saw the blood pouring from my best friend's stomach. Xavier wasn't moving. A sharp piece of metal plunged into his abdomen. I thought he was dead at first, but he just passed out from the pain. Brody started screaming at something in the distance, and I saw Dad's head popping out of the water. Dad was shouting your name. "Nora, Nora, Nora," he called, until his voice broke. And then he inhaled a breath before going back under. He later told us that your body had gotten thrown into the water, and he jumped in after you. You were unconscious, and he managed to grab your hand for a second. But then it slipped, and he lost you. He never forgave himself for that.